You're listening to the news and music programs on Kantasarish Radio and Television Station, and are welcome to our English news. Carrying out the moral code of thinking of sauce when drinking water. This afternoon, Standing Vice Chairman of Kantasarish People's Committee Yung Tung Hing led the delegation to visit heroic Vietnamese mothers in Ninh Kiều Oba District. At houses of the heroic Vietnamese mothers, Standing Vice Chairman Yung Tung Hing expressed the gratitude, noble sacrifice and dedication of the families to the revolutionary cause in wars to protect the fatherland. He also presented gifts, offered regards and best wishes to the mothers and their families, hoping that they would be a bright example in mobilizing people to well-observe allies' policies and laws of the party and the state. Today, Kantas City's Information and Communication Department convened the online meeting with the city's Digital Transformation Steering Board. In 2021, Kantas City's Digital Transformation recorded some active results. Specifically, the city completed the data transmission network, which has been publicized to 100% of communes, ward house, party offices, social-political organizations of the city, with a broadband of 100 megabit per second that ensure safety and security. Kantas City has also inaugurated the Smart Urban Management Center and tested 8 Smart Urban Services. Around 24 businesses operating under digital technology area have been established, bringing the total digital technology businesses in Kantas City to 628. The total domestic revenue of the sector increased and stood at around 4,785 billion Vietnam Dong. Export revenue maintained its increased level at more than 418 billion Vietnam Dong. This afternoon, Vice Chairman of Kantas City People's Committee Nguyen Văn Hồng received and worked with Khu Wong Gia Haiyan, Chairman of Korea Vietnam Economic Assistance Committee at the Horn of Kantas City People's Committee. Korean countries inform of their own areas and strengths. Vice Chairman Nguyễn Văn Hồng shared the cultural similarity between Korea and Vietnam, including Cantor. He hoped that in the time to come, the two sides and Cantor-Korea businesses would successfully promote trade. He extended health regards to the chairman and members of the Vietnam-Korea Economic Assistance Committee. On this occasion, Kantas City People's Committee and the Korea-Vietnam Economic Assistance Committee presented souvenirs to each other with the hope of further cementing the friendship and solidarity between the two countries in general and Korean Kantor in particular. Kantas City People's Committee just proposed the Planning and Investment Ministry consider and supplement central budgetary plan in 2022. After taking over and evaluating the ability of implementation in 2022, Kantas City People's Committee proposed supplementing 300 billion Vietnam Dong to compensate and start construction of three new projects in 2022. They include the project of building and upgrading, expanding the Provincial Road 917, the Provincial Road 918, and the Provincial Road 921. These projects are in the phases of inventorying, measuring, and designing, which are expected to be completed in the second quarter of 2022. This morning, Kantor University organized the opening of the official survey on evaluating curricula beyond the 5 tertiary training programs of the university, including biology pedagogy, literature pedagogy, physics pedagogy, chemistry pedagogy, and the mechanical engineering under the technology department. The survey aims to define the educational standard of curricula, and results of the survey serve as the base for defining educational quality, position, and prestige of training establishments. 85% of karaoke service businesses in Ninh Kiều Oba District have resumed operation following the official letter number 517, dated February 14, 2022, of Kantas City People's Committee. Ninh Kiều Oba District and 11 wards are at epidemic level number 2. Following the official letter number 517, karaoke service businesses reduced 50% of clients perform periodical disinfection measures in line with the instruction of the Health Ministry, organized rapid COVID-19 tests for employees by PCR method. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.